What's up, y'all? Peck here from CHGO Bulls. Our friends at Sunnyside Cannabis Dispensary are here to elevate your summer. Sunnyside is your home for judgment-free cannabis shopping. They've got a crazy selection with over 100 different strains to choose from with easy online ordering and in-store pickup. Stop in the store nearest you throughout Illinois for expert guidance from their staff. Head to sunnyside.shop and use code HICHGO at checkout for 35% off your favorite brands like Cresco, Good News, and Floracal to elevate your first purchase. Sunnyside Cannabis Dispensary, bright buys every day, only for 21 and over or Illinois med card holders.
It's done.
Connor McDavid, it's not real.
The goal of the year,
Panarin!
Part of the past, the celebrations forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights.
History. Win. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome in to the CHGO Bears. I hesitate to say it, but apparently meatball podcast today. I am your handy dandy CHGO Bears host, Mark Carman, alongside the leader of Bears Twitter, the leader of today's show.
And Meatball Island, baby.
That's right. We've got maybe the MVP of the NFL's jersey for you right in front of you in Jack Sanborn
today. The meatball jersey. We're ready. I have two goals today. Have fun and see where we can reach Carm's breaking point with the meatballery.
Great. I look forward to it. Lawrence Benedetto producing the program. Hi, Lawrence.
Hello.
Lawrence is in a, let's call it a Lawrence-esque mood today.
I'm just, you know, it's too hot in here.
He's got a meatball shirt on, though. He's, you know.
What are you talking about? It's a
hot dog.
I know, it's a hot, but that's what I'm saying. That's the epitome of a meatball.
It is.
Because you got the, it says Chicago, and it's just a hot dog on the shirt. That's what a meatball represents. You don't have to eat a meatball to be a meatball.
All right, let me just, as we really lean in strong to the meatballness, how did we come to this being the meatball show today, just to get everybody on the same playing field, if you will. So, by the way, Adam Hogue will be joining us from Bears practice in about 15 minutes. So, and he's going to join Meatball Island, but we're also going to have real news today. Check it out.
He's asked for permission onto Meatball Island with his Tyson Bagent, takes. But yeah, I mean, you know, I somehow got kind of deemed the mayor of Meatball Island during training.
I don't
camp.
Know. Maybe it was because you said it over and over. How does that?
Well,
why?
Somebody crowned me that. You know, a certain Dan Weeder, shout out Dan, and we've taken it and run with it. I am mayor of Meatball Island. That's fine. And we'll let Adam Rank be the president. You know, we appreciate Adam and his meatballery. But, you know, a lot of fans, I think we represent what that is to be a fan, be passionate, to be a meatball. There's nothing wrong with that. So we're going to lean into it. We're going to embrace it today. We're going to have some fun.
Yeah. Well, let's start the meatballery, if you will, with the rumors about one of the best running backs in football and the right. Colts not seeing eye to eye. And there were some Twitter reports out there yesterday that the Bears are considering trading for Jonathan Taylor.
Right. And a meatball would believe that report hook, line, and sinker every time.
Would they, though?
They have to.
No, I don't know if they would, because wouldn't a meatball think that we have enough running backs in the running back room that we don't need another running back?
Yes, there's layers to the meatball,
there
right?
is layers to meatballery.
Yeah, there is layers. So,
I mean, I know when I'm making a meatball, I like a little ground beef, some sausage, some Italian sausage, maybe some veal in there, kind of mix it all together. So, yeah, there's layers.
Yeah, I like it.
What I'm not sure what more is more meatballery, thinking that the Bears would actually trade for Jonathan Taylor or thinking that the Bears have Walter Payton and Gale Sayers in their running back room right now. You can help me out with this as king of Meatball Island.
Yeah, that's tough because we're ready to put the gold jacket on Roschon Johnson. I know I am.
Right.
But at the same time, I got to believe this report, too, because my belief in Ryan Poles, he leaves no stone unturned. So have they inquired about him? Sure. Ryan Poles, is doing his job. And he, if he's not inquiring, he's not doing his job. And Ryan Poles is always doing his job. So I believe they have inquired.
Just quick sidetrack, because doing your job is important in life. And I love doing this job. And one of this job's job is to connect with all of you, from Kari and Juan and Kevin and Dylan and my guy Matt Nagy.
But not Crystal.
But, right. So Crystal, loyal, solid as can be CHGO Bears fan. We've talked a million times here, but we had never met in person. And I left the show the other day. I walked to the train station. I'm getting my Carbalicious bowl. And Crystal, there she is, was just right there in the
Lovely
flesh,
walked Crystal.
On up, and we met for the first time in person. It was
look how happy you are. Look how happy you both are.
It was a great moment.
Beautiful. It's a beautiful moment.
It was. Crystal was going to get herself a taco. I was getting my thing. It was a short meeting because I had to get on the 202 train. But
now, was this a planned meeting?
No.
Or just a happenstance?
Pure
meeting?
Organic CHGO-ness.
Wow, that was fate.
Carm, it's Crystal. And, you know, I fainted because I've always, you know, been waiting for this moment. And then there it was. So, no, it was awesome to meet Crystal, one of our diehards here. So
she's invited to Meatball Island.
You are. She has a role on Meatball Island. There's no doubt about it. All right. We're going to talk to Hogue again, I mentioned. But just on the Jonathan Taylor thing, I want to know. We're going to take a quick step off Meatball Island for just one second. What would you offer? I want a real offer from you, because you just said that Ryan Poles is having all the conversations. That's what you do. What would you offer for Jonathan Taylor?
Where was he drafted? Can you look that up? Because
why does it matter?
For value's sake. You know, I'm talking
about. He's got nothing to do with anything in his value. He's one of the top running backs.
Because now he's one of
the
top running backs.
Yeah, and he's 4 years deep.
But running backs, you know, don't have a high value.
You want to win 1 year? Or are you saying what position?
No, yeah, what round? Yeah, was he
not
drafted in?
Not distinguishing that desire with the request of, but here, I'll.
Because, all right, so I saw somebody put on Twitter the Panthers' second-round pick that we have in 2025.
You just.
We're not giving a first-round pick for Jonathan Taylor. You're not getting it.
I mean.
It's not happening. But would you give up the Panthers' 2025 second-round pick?
No.
No.
You won it? You won it?
You won it.
Just for the record, you know, look, Isaiah Simmons was just traded from the Cardinals to the Giants for a seventh-round pick. He's a former first-rounder. So where they got drafted has nothing to do with anything. It's what is his value right now. So
Top running backs in the game.
Yes.
Running backs, you know, we can get a great one like Roschon Johnson and later rounds.
I'm going to get a feeling that this is a too difficult of a task for you to accomplish at this particular
Khalil
moment.
Herbert.
Yes, and?
And a fourth round pick or a second round pick.
Is there an upper management here? Would you give up Herbert in a second for him?
No.
You give up Herbert a third for him? I'll just talk this
Maybe.
Through for you. Maybe.
I guess. Yes, I would.
You do Herbert
in
third.
Yes, because we have Roschon. Wouldn't look back. Because they're going to have to run the ball a lot this year, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, the injuries we've had to the offensive line already. You know, they're not going to be able to.
This is going to be his fourth year, so you're going to have to pay him. His yardage numbers, you know, games-wise, he was banged up last year, played in 11. So he's gone from 5 yards per carry to 5.5 to 4.5. He was a touchdown machine earlier in his career. He wasn't last year. Am I talking you back down to a fourth rounder?
Right, because if you have to pay him, don't want to pay him. Now the value's lower. You're
right.
Not getting a higher pick.
Herbert and a fourth, sign me up, is Kevin. So that, honestly, maybe both of us should be either promoted or demoted, because that's where I was at. Khalil Herbert, fourth round pick. You interested in Indianapolis? No, we're not. But it would depend slightly on what are the other offers out there and how much do they like Khalil Herbert, who led all running backs in carries last year at 5.7 behind a sieve offensive line.
They were good on the run game.
They were better on the run game. That's true. Is that enough to get him?
I mean, I'm not making the trade.
So now you're not.
I mean, I'm just saying if I would, this is what I would take. You know, this is the kind of offer I'd make. But so I wouldn't because Roschon Johnson is going to be better than Jonathan Taylor.
There's me back on Meatball Island. But so my point is this, that, like, sometimes when you see these reports, and I don't know if anybody's actually really getting excited about Jonathan Taylor being here, but you have to, like, logically think, let's just do the exercise. What would the Bears offer? Would the Colts take that? There's no way that the Bears would offer enough that Indy would be interested. I can't imagine Ryan Pace overpaying for him. This is not a wide receiver to complement DJ Moore or somebody who can get to the quarterback.
It's an unpoles move.
It would be so unpoles.
Not going to do it.
So it just does not add up. So I would be stunned if Jonathan Taylor.
Fun conversation, but not going to happen.
I don't even know how fun it was. I was kind of bothered.
Wasn't that fun? Let's get to Meatball Island.
Okay,
that's where I want to go.
Can you tee up what we're going to be doing today?
So I put on Twitter a few days ago, and I want to give a shout out. Let's pull up. Somebody made a fun little Meatball Island graphic as our guy Ryan Herrera left his Shady Rays.
These are Herreras. You
know, yeah.
This was a gift for me.
There today. It is. Ben Wunderlich made a fun little Meatball Island graphic on Twitter. So I wanted to give him a shout out. And, you know, we've been messing around with this on Twitter and the guys in the chat. Everybody's kind of enjoying.
I want to pet Ben's dog. His dog looks cute. I want to pet his dog.
Yeah. He's got a cute dog. He's a meatball just like the rest of us.
Quick interruption. Yes, sir. The Duke is saying that I just called Ryan Poles Ryan Pace. And if I did that, I would like to make a donation to the charity of the Duke's preference, because that's just terrible.
I think just put a dollar on the set.
And my
dollar on the set.
We're his charity.
I did a new thing today. I put my wallet in my bag, be balanced during the show.
All right. Anyway, back to Ben Wunderlich and Meatball Island. We appreciate the fun graphic. And it, you know, so I asked, you know, hey, everyone, give your best meatball take for the Bears season. We all go to extremes. We've talked about, you know, the potential of what this passing offense can be. We've talked about, you know, all the dreams, the delusions of grandeur, as my friend Mac would say. And that this is the season of dreaming, the off season. We're 18 days away from, you know, Bears Packers, and 17 days away from Bears Packers.
That's a fine right there.
I'm losing track. I'm sorry. So I wanted to ask everyone what their takes were, and we got some really great responses on Twitter. If you have them, you know, in the chat, we'll try to put them on the screen. We're going to run through them fairly quickly. We're not going to spend too much time on the craziest of meatballs. But we want to just kind of put a highlight to how excited Bears fans are. Because what's one step short of crazy, Mark?
You tell me, Greg.
Passionate. And that's what we are. We're passionate. We're not crazy. We're passionate. We're Bears fans. So we're going to embrace the meatball day.
Okay.
Until Adam Hoge comes on and writes the ship.
Listen, I had a pregame with Hoge today. He is embracing meatballness too. He's got his own meatball takes for you today.
Exciting.
He's on. We're just living. We're basking in the glow of pure optimism today, and that's quite frankly where we all love to live. Super chat, by the way, $5 from Chi-Town Real Estate. Hey everyone, love you. That is just great meatballery, because there's definitely somebody in this chat that Chi-Town Real Estate doesn't really love, but just throwing it at everyone, love all around. That's beautiful. Love you, Chi-Town. $9.99 from the Duke.
I know.
Duke, okay, some business. What's wrong with Cole Kmet? Excellent point, Duke, because you brought that up and you just paid to bring it up. Take a quick side turn. Yesterday when we were on set and there was a moment where Hoge literally looked like
he
was
meltdown.
Gonna bury himself.
Yeah. Scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on either, and we obviously could not report that at the time. But it seems to me that yesterday we were hearing that he was carted off. I was sitting there. I was in the middle seat yesterday. I'm like, okay, Cole Kmet tore his ACL and he's done for the year, and this is a complete nightmare. And we just paid him. That doesn't feel like what it is at all. It seems to be. I mean, he walked off. This seems more, and I have no idea. And maybe we'll find out later today, but probably not, because they don't have to report anything. But it seems, you know, more on the lines of perhaps a head injury, something that is admittedly super serious. If he did indeed suffer a concussion yesterday, I have no idea if he did or didn't. But if that happened, that ain't great. But in the weird world of football, that's a whole lot better than tearing your ACL. If we're thinking about
we'll
Colton
ask
getting
Adam
on the
Hogue
field
about that, he's at Hallis Hall. He'll be joining us live here in a little bit, in a few minutes.
But Duke, to answer your question, I don't think Cole Komet's going to miss extended time as a guess right now.
Yeah, we don't know. And, you know, they were in the Walter Payton Center, so Hogue will even tell you it's a long ride from the Walter Payton Center back to the trainer's room. So
you apparently will tell them, too, that it's a long.
I just told them.
Yeah.
You but Hogue will tell them, and then you can trust it, because when I tell you, you just don't know what to believe, like the David Montgomery trade. Now, let's get back on Meatball Island.
Yeah, and let's
You're
start
ruining
here
my
with
island.
Chris Pagero, who threw us a fiver to say
I love
this.
It.
Justin Fields is going to throw for 5,000 yards, 50 touchdowns, and less than 5 interceptions. Now, that is a beautiful
meatball.
That's a spicy meatball.
Do you let – and Pagero is phenomenal, and that's phenomenal. But do you allow that level of meatballery on Meatball Island?
I do. I embrace the fullest of meatballs. So, Chris Pagero, we're in. And I've tried to organize as best I could some of the different graphics. I didn't want Lawrence to have to go through all this nonsense. Yeah. And there's a lot of them. So, we can run through all the different Justin Fields ones.
But first, I just like the super chat. I don't know what the heck it's about. So, let's just
hit
this.
Okay. Did Mark see this? You're going to get him off track again. You guys are killing my meatball vibes.
You're going to relax.
Sometimes meatballs fall off the table.
Yeah.
They roll off the plate.
I'm going to try to be patient here.
Thank you. Seth Crane, Super Chat, $10. Did you see NFL notifications BS story about Flus and Nate Davis? TLDR, is Davis got his feelings hurt because Flus called him out for loafing and then sat out for all of training camp, was never hurt supposedly. Yeah, Seth, I did see that report. I have no idea if that report is true.
Did you read the thread?
Yes, I did.
Interesting. If it's true,
maybe that's a meatball tweet. I don't know.
Yeah, it's interesting if it's true, but it's coming from NFL notifications, a Twitter account that, you know, is debatable how reputable it is. But the details in it are interesting if true.
I'll tell you this. Reading the thread seemed remotely plausible that something like that could go on. I wouldn't call it. I wasn't like, oh, that's definitely how something like this would go. But just if people missed it, it basically said that Davis got annoyed because he was accused of loafing. They showed him some white hair tape. Look at how he plays. Look at how you play, which made him more angry. And then Flus over time sat with him and discussed how his system makes players better and gets them paid more. That's where I really didn't believe the thing, because Davis just got $30 million. What does he need more money for? But maybe everybody's always thinking about more dough. And at the end of it, it seems like they're back on the same page, and Davis is ready to be on board with how Flus wants to go about things. So if it is true, the Bears...
It was so detailed. It was down to where they ate dinner with crabs and tavern pizza.
Yeah, I could do my own fake.
Sounds delicious.
I could do my own thread of how what's going on with Chase Claypool, or what's going on with Darnell Mooney, or what's going on with Tyson Bagent, whatever. But I do not know if that report is true.
Right.
All right, I'll stop interrupting with Super Chats after this next one. Floyd Gotti, $4.99. First time here from Spotify. Braggs deserves a raise. Going to become a diehard today. Hashtag brick by brick.
Let's go, Floyd, becoming a diehard.
Welcome.
Jake, get out here. Read this super chat. No,
welcome.
I'm kidding.
Welcome. That's fantastic.
I'm not here for the money. I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
Hey. Floyd, appreciate
but
you.
I'll take the
you
raise.
You haven't spoken about your contract once to me.
Thanks for tuning in. Here's Elliot, 970, getting us back to Meatball Island with the $2, saying Justin Fields will lead NFL in passing and rushing.
Which one's better? Mitzer's a better meatball take for you, Meatball King.
The rushing's easy.
Mayor. Let's not elevate him to king. He's the mayor.
Okay, Meatball Mayor. That's
in passing, I mean, no question, to lead the league. We just want him to get over 3,500 yards, you know, let alone lead the league in passing, which would be like over 5,000 yards passing.
I haven't seen you this excited for a show in a while. It's very enjoyable. But I got to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Which one was better, 5,000, 50 touchdowns, and 5 interceptions, or lead the league in passing and rushing? Which is a better Meatball Island? You really belong your take.
Ooh. Probably the first one, because only five interceptions.
And 5,000.
And 5,000 yards. It's a pretty flawless season.
I mean, he teed up that Justin Fields is going to have the greatest season in the history of NFL football.
Well, before Hogue gets on, we have like we have some Justin Fields ones all together. So let's try to run through some different ones and see if any pique our interest. Because they're all going to kind of be in the same vein
are
as what we just read here.
Are the top ones, like, starting with this one? Is this the first
Yeah,
one?
So Jake Flanagan is our first one. And he said, this is my meatball take and also my true belief in the greatness that exists on the 2023 Chicago Bears. Justin Fields is electric as a QB, highest scoring Bears offense ever. DJ Moore sets new single season franchise records for receiving yards. The defense steps up versus the NFC North with a 4-2 record in the division and the playoffs. That's our fearless leader, Jake Flanagan's meatball take for the day.
That's an outstanding kickoff right there, and
we'll get back to the meatball.
We're not straying too far away from any meatballery, but I do hear something dinging. So
you want to run some ads because it's dinged and then donged.
Absolutely. Lawrence, what we are going to do is, and in my meatballery, it's not even meatballery. These are not ads. These are our friends. These are our friends. And one of our friends, we had him on yesterday, Ray Chevy. It was awesome yesterday to
just real quick. Is this a Make This Summer event or a CDJR? Which one is this?
It's a Make This Summer event.
It's a Make This Summer event at Ray Chevy.
Got to Make This Summer event.
Listen, are you in the market, Braggs? Are you with that pile of tin you drive? Are you in the market for a new or used vehicle? If you are, then we've got some great news for you, because Ray Chevy in Fox Lake, right here on the CHGO team, and we're talking to the team at Ray. And they have this pledge. It's called the Ray Price Promise. Do you hear me? Ray Price Promise. It's a guarantee. The price you see online is the price you pay when you go into the dealership. We found that in many cases, other dealers will raise the price on you when you come into the dealership. Can you believe that? Who are these people? That's terrible. Saying things like, are you a recent college grad? Are you active in the military? Are you a farmer? And in most cases, the answer will be no. And then when the other dealers will raise the price on you, saying this price online included limited rebates that you do not qualify for. Well, that doesn't go on at Ray. They're not doing that. The price you see online is the price you pay, with no add-ons to the price ever. In fact, Ray will do everything possible to find additional savings for you, which will make the price lower than you see online, which is awesome. As one of the top-selling dealers in the Midwest, you'll always be able to stop to shop at one of Chicagoland's largest inventories. Save big at Ray Chevy, because they now have 100 Chevy Trax models available starting at $21,495. Now through August 31st, which is coming quick, 1 week from today, all buyers can qualify for 0% financing, make zero payments until 2024, plus no money down. And best of all, you pay zero hidden fees with the Ray Price Promise. Visit Ray Chevrolet in Fox Lake or RayChevrolet.com. Serving the community since 1963, find new roads.
Yep, definitely find new roads with Ray Chevy, our guy. It was fun talking to him yesterday, a proud meatball. And even though today is Thursday, I want to tell you about Sunnyside Summer Fridays. Because you know who made me feel good this week, Carm?
Who's that?
My guy, Yan Gomes. Gamer Gomes.
Yeah.
With the game-winning knock yesterday to keep the Cubs in playoff contention. You didn't believe it could happen, but it's happening, Cubs fans. The Cubs are in a pennant race right now, and that makes me feel very good while I'm using my Sunnyside all day long. And when you use the Sunnyside Cannabis Dispensary, make sure that you are going to the nearest locations. There's one in Wrigleyville, so if you're hitting up a Cubs game, make sure you hit up the one in Wrigleyville. Sunnyside is a welcoming location where the team connects with you like a friend, no matter where you are or on your cannabis jersey. They understand cannabis
journey.
And are here
your
to
journey.
Meet your
cannabis
needs.
Journey.
At any level of expertise. Right. So don't feel shy if you don't, you know, feel as confident when you're walking in the dispensary.
There you go.
You know, they keep a positive, light, and upbeat and they're upbeat while taking your needs seriously, and they recognize the history behind cannabis culture and are proud of the strengths and are comfortable in their own skin. And that's key, to be comfortable in your own skin. So please avoid any recreational, you know, any, I'm sorry. Yeah. Don't look at me like this. Don't look at me like this.
SunnysideShop.com
and use the promo code CHGO25 for 25% off.
Good stuff. All right. Let's bring in our guy, Adam. Yes?
I've missed him.
Let's bring in Adam Hoag from Hallis Hall. By the way, Mubs is saying I need to talk with more enthusiasm. One, if Mubs is correct. Two, if you like me just the way I am.
Mubs loves you.
I love Mubs. Adam Hoag.
He's not ready for us? Huh. Okay, well.
That's a rough
start. He's shaking his head.
Huh. He's probably going to have to call back and reassess the situation, which allows you to do more meatballery.
Let's get back into the meatballery.
How about this $2 from Eric Harshbarger says, how about Bragg's meatball-faced golf balls?
That sounds great. We're going to be hitting golf balls tomorrow morning at Cog Hill.
I think, how's your team?
I got a solid team. Okay. But I've already heard from other people, specifically our producer Steven, bringing out some ringers.
Top five,
I think, is the goal.
Okay. I have the worst team ever. We're trying to not finish last. And I sent out a note to all three of them and a text like, hey, super excited about tomorrow. None of them replied. I hate my foursome. I might need some new people. So if you want to get in here, Duke, I don't know if you're available for tomorrow. But let's try one more time and see if, excuse me, 1999 from the Duke. Okay, back to meatball business. 56-6 win week one. Defense will have 4 interceptions and 2 fumble recoveries. The Packers fans will be shown crying, holding their love jerseys like blankies sucking their thumbs.
I love it. Thank you, Duke.
56-6.
Hey, why not go full? What I mean, the Bears, what, won 73-0 against
Washington? 1943.
So why don't we, you know, 76-0.
Was it 70? Was it 43 or 40?
In honor of Mongo.
In honor of Mongo. There you go.
76-0 in honor of Mongo.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going, Duke.
Duke, you were already there, so I don't know if you needed a further pass for entrance. But actually, the Duke, for the most part, lives in reality, has great thoughts that are similar to my brilliant thoughts, not similar to where you tend to live. Right?
Right.
You would agree with that, would you not?
I would agree. Adam's annoying me right now because we want to bring him on.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. It's clearly saying guest is in the green room, and it's got a little X next to the microphone, and I don't think that's me. I think he should be able to talk whatever he wants, and I don't know what's happening here. So
a good, solid technical difficulty that we're not going to be able to fix, and we should just move on?
Yeah, I think for right now. let's get back to Meatball Island for now, and we'll
start
figure this out.
On Meatball Island.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening here.
That's all right.
Do we need Braggs to help out with producing?
Yeah, maybe that's it. I'm a little bit rusty now.
Yeah, you're rusty. That's okay.
I mean,
it happens.
I would be very much happy to flip the two of you. At
there's another two spots.
Well, normally it's Lawrence holding my hand. Eric Harshbarger.
Barger.
Harshbarger. Like Barger's beef.
I don't know.
Barger's beef. $2 super chat. Will Roschon have the most passing touchdowns from a running back? A former high school quarterback coming here. He's going to pull the Walter Payton.
That one
throw a couple touchdown passes to Justin Fields.
Congratulations, Eric. You actually made my head spin with that one.
It could happen. I like it. So, little pitch
to Roschon, couple of TDs, maybe a reverse at midfield, and he fires back the other way to Fields for a touchdown. What do you think about that? Fields slipping out of the backfield. I feel you.
I don't like this super chat.
Joe Calcagno, 199. Take next year will be, can Love make a Fields leap?
All right, Joe's off of Meatball Island.
But thank you for the super chat. He just got
extradited.
That's not terrible.
He's gone.
He just teed up that it'll be dubbed the Fields leap. Right now, it's the Hurts leap.
Okay.
It's not, and he's just asking, will he be able to? He didn't say he's going to.
Okay. No, he you won't guys, be able to.
Well, there you go, buddy. But that is a,
but he's
that,
saying
that's a good, solid.
That Fields is going to take a leap.
Yeah, you.
And now everyone is going to follow his lead.
That's right. That leap. That's right.
Sorry, I got all fired up when I read Jordan Love's name.
You guys just need to chill the hell out. Any mention of any Packer, you freak. All right, who's next up on your...
Do you want to hit this Super Chat before we go back to Meeple Island? This is
yes, let's
sure,
hit the Super
not.
Chat.
$5 from Eric Forsell. Really hope that we have a somewhat healthy week one against Green Bay. It will be disappointing to start the season 0-1, watching Fields run for his life again. That is not anywhere close to meatballery. And Eric, yes, 22... Bears missing practice yesterday is about 20
it's not
too
great.
Many. It's and so,
but it just feels like at least with Darnell Wright and possibly Cole Kmet, if we can hear from Hoge and hear if he's heard anything, you know, to date, you know, because yesterday obviously was a little scary, but it does seem like we might have dodged a bullet with both those guys. And that they still could be ready week one, but it's all conjecture at this point. But, I mean, there's other guys in this, you know, other teams in this league that have lost players for the season, and we haven't met that devil yet. So you kind of got to take what you get here.
This is not how you want to be going into the season. This is not how you want to be going into the last preseason game. But this is not going to matter because we're on Meatball Island. They're all going to get healthy by September the 10th. Jaquan Brisker is going to play. Eddie Jackson is going to play. Chase Claypool is going to play. Darnell Wright's going to play. Lucas Packer's going to play. Even Tevin Jenkins is going to get back in like week two and make a miraculous recovery from somehow ripping out both his calves in one fell swoop leading up to last week's travesty with Indianapolis. So, but it... I mean, if you're a Bears fan right now and you're not, and if we jump back off of Meatball Island and you're not worried about the state of the team's health right now, you're not living in reality because this is, it's, but again, this is reality too. It is a long season, so you do have to treat it that way if you're Ryan Poles, Matt Eberflus and company. Yes, you want to beat Green Bay in week one, but you're not going to rush guys back out there who are not healthy
right.
just for that when you have 16 more games to play.
If anybody has the slightest of dings, they're going to hold them out at this point in the season.
More than a slightest. Slightest of dings you're playing, if I can nitpick that comment.
Sure.
If you have a real injury that you're not going to put them out there like it's a playoff game.
Right. You want to get into week one as healthy as you possibly can.
Right. And if you're not, well, okay, you still got to play the long game a little bit here.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see exactly what the offensive line combination is come week one. But regardless, they better freaking win.
Cal Cogno, relax, Carm. We just got the whole season's worth of injuries over in the offseason. Excellent point, Joe. That's exactly what just happened. We're just getting them out of the way.
Just get
no
them
problem.
Out of the way now.
Everybody needed to, you know, just raise their hand and say, I can get hurt too, and look at how tough I am. It's no problem.
Yep.
We're good.
All right, I'm doing a little technology situation here. I'm going to have Hoge call in to my phone, which we're going to connect via the Roadcaster.
Wow.
I think.
Wow.
Like, which we did this during the draft with Nick.
Interesting. See, that's called adapt and survive. That's what we do.
Survive
here.
In advance, I believe is what we're calling
you
it.
You got to survive on Meatball Island.
While we wait for that, should we get back to Meatball
Island?
Yeah,
let's pull up some graphics. I only got 52 of them.
Yeah, it's only 52 of them. So we did Jake.
We're having fun today.
So here we go.
I'm going
let's
to
go.
Florida in
Phil,
3 days.
Go ahead.
All right, so the first one, Phil Novak, or Nowak. I'm going to say Novak.
The Nowacker.
Nowacker. Justin Fields over 5. Everybody's got over 5,000 for Justin Fields, but this is the more interesting aspect, his breakdown of the receiving yardage, because this is what we've been through through the offseason, trying to project who's going to get what. He's got 3 receivers with over 1,000 yards. Chase Claypool's never had over 1,000 yards in his career. The most he's ever had is over 850 receiving yards. He's got all 3 topping 1,000 yards. Cole Kmet with 750.
DJ with a huge leap of 300 plus
heavy,
more.
This is a heavy dose here from Phil Novak. So we'll see. If that happens, They're going to the playoffs, ladies and gentlemen. No question about it.
If that happens, they're going deep in the playoffs. Let's go. Deep playoff run, 2023.
Well, that's what's so frustrating about Chase Claypool getting injured. You know, I had a lot of people in the media, including my good friend here, Mark Carmen, pushing back on me. But I was excited to see him in the preseason because we've seen so much translate from training camp to the preseason games. And we didn't get to see Chase Claypool kind of put on display what I thought he was showing at training camp. But we'll have to wait for the regular season for that. Boss Man 814. Good friend here. Bears go 12-5, win the division, make it to the NFC Championship game. JF1 throws for 4,100 yards and 38 touchdowns, both a franchise record, blowing those records out of the water. Rushes for over 700 yards and 6 touchdowns and is the MVP. And he also adds in the Bears D is a top 3.
So that
insane meatballery.
I mean, the only thing in there that's insane is the Bear D is a top 3. Everything else.
That's the most insane.
Hey, actually, can we put that one back up? Let me just look at it one more time. 12-5 is on the very high end.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Heavy. It's heavy.
I mean, it's only
4,100 yards is... I mean, I have to shave my head if he goes over 4,000, but 4,100 yards is actually doable.
That's the most – well, and then the rushing is the only thing that's not meatballery.
38 TDs is tall, but 700 yards, no problem. 6 touchdowns, no problem. I mean, if he does everything you just named there, boss man, he will be the MVP. You're almost borderline living in meatball reality, if I will.
Wait, real quick. You're shaving your head at 4,000?
4,000.
It's not 38, 39?
Nope. Okay. Shaving it at 4,000.
4,000.
That was the...
By the way, quick question to the chat, because I have... Have you noticed how I've altered the hairdo that I'm doing lately?
I like it. I like it.
I want to know if people are enjoying this more.
You look like Gordon Gekko.
Up. Calm, suave look.
Stop dancing. All right, let's blow through some of these Fields ones, because then we can get to some of the defense. Scuba Steve... 12-5 record, Fields 4,000 yards, 2,800 combined receiving yards for Moore, Claypool, and Mooney. So we'll keep blowing through these. Elise, my girl, Justin throws for 4,000 yards and 30 touchdowns. That would literally be franchise record, breaking Eric Kramer's records of 3,929 touchdowns. John Boswell, Fields will have more MVP votes than Patrick Mahomes.
That's a good one.
That's an interesting one, John.
That's a good one. Thank you, John. Thank you, everybody. By the way, there might be a reconnect with Hogue here.
My guy, 219 Media Design, region made, Indiana's biggest Bears fan. Bears will have a top 2 offense. That one's reasonable.
So reasonable.
It's reasonable.
Absolutely reasonable.
Nobody can stop Justin Fields.
Top 2 offense. No
biggie. It's reasonable. It's a reasonable meatball right there.
I suppose you're saying the Chiefs will be the only team that's better, and that's, you know, that's a little annoying.
And, Josh at Cyber Solar X, Bears will have a top 10 offense and defense.
I mean, look, we've got Jervon Dexter and Zach Pickens. These guys are going to make
close.
An impact.
We're close to cracking. Carm here on Meatball Island.
No, he's
leaning into it.
Brisker in her second year, Gordon in the second year. It's Jack Sanborn emerging with the veteran presence of the best linebacker in football that somehow nobody wanted to pay as much as the Bears wanted to, and Tremaine Edmonds. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Top 10. Yeah. So. This is much easier over here. I could just do this all day.
We're just ripping them off.
Yeah.
While, you know, Hogue is ruining my life. No, it's okay. I love Hogue. And I wish he'd come on because we miss his level-headedness. Scott Miller, who I sat with in the stands multiple times at training camp this year, great dude, big fan of the show. The Bears will lead the NFL in sacks with 77 when our defensive line only had 10 as a whole defensive line unit last year. Insanity, Scott. It's utter insanity.
Yeah.
He's been drinking a lot of meatball sauce.
Hi, how are you? I'm slightly Hogue distracted right now. I'm back.
Okay, that's okay. Read this one. Don't worry about it.
Thank you. Bears will go 14-3, win the division from Jupiter Vision 3, win the Super Bowl. Justin Fields throws for 3,700 yards. Jake Flanagan comes and helps Lawrence. 32 touchdowns, and that's not going to matter. 5 picks. DJ Moore, 1,200 yards plus 15 touchdowns. Number one defense in the league.
What? Why everybody keeps – everyone goes for these crazy – takes for the offense and then throws in top three number one defense. I love it. I respect the meatball.
It's like,
I respect
it's
it.
It's like they warm up, and fine, I got to throw the defense in there too.
Insanity. I love it. This is what we do. We have a party on Meatball Island.
How many wins did you have for the Bears last year going into the season?
Me? I had 7, and I was off. I was way off. This year, I have them at 9.
Yeah. 9. So that's way less meatballery considering going into last year. What's your meatball take?
What's my meatball take?
Your meatball
well, you don't
wins.
Think 9 is yeah, no, 9's not, me- yeah, na- 9's, 9's,
9 is 9 is fairly popular.
Yeah, 10 would be more leaning
no,
into
no,
the
no.
meatball.
You got to get to at least 11 to even be considered a half a meatball, I would think.
What?
Yeah,
they won
I mean
3 games last year.
But you most Bears fans right now think they're winning 7, 8, or 9 games.
Yes. I guess my meatball take would be that I think Justin Fields will break the NFL rushing record for a quarterback. Last year he fell just short of it.
It's not meatballery. He was right there
last
year.
It's not meatballery?
No.
Everybody thinks he's not even going to run for 1,000 this year because, you know, they want to scale back how much he runs, and I think he's going to have to run just as much, if not more.
But now you're in, like, a real conversation. Is J2K, is 14-3 a meatball? Yes, J2K, yes.
J2K.
You're there.
You're a meatball.
17-0, Tony Moy is past meatball. I don't know what you would call that. But Braggs, I'm a little disappointed. Mayor of Meatball
Island. I don't have a really crazy meatball
take. You need to allow yourself to be more
free. You've beaten me down here this whole offseason. You beat me into submission, and now I can't even come up with my best meatball.
You cannot. Yes? What's happening, Lawrence?
Why don't we say hello to
We're
Mr.
We're
going to
say hello
Adam
to Hogue.
We're going to say hello to Adam Hogue.
It's going
to
work.
Adam? Let's see about this. Let's make sure the audio is in the correct place. The Rodecaster Pro. And okay. Adam, go for it.
Hello.
Hello, Adam.
I mean,
you hear him?
No.
Not at all?
No, but maybe the TV's not turned on. It's possible that we don't have the volume on the television.
Could be.
I
doubt it.
No, that's.
What is the problem, Lawrence?
That would be pretty funny if that was it in the end.
It's not going to work.
It's not going to work.
Yeah. Not going to work.
Sorry, Hug. This isn't going to work because now I just realized that when we did this with Nick, you guys were talking through the headsets. So they can't. We could hear you on the podcast.
Is
but
any,
these two on set, which doesn't really help us. They can't hear you.
Can I get a raise for
so
him?
The so the chat today. Can hear him.
Yeah, the chat can hear him.
So, I mean,
if the chat
should
can
we
hear him,
lean
go ahead.
Into how much this is off the rails? We could just let Hogue talk
we
and
could.
Let the chat translate.
They hear him. I mean, so, okay, you ask. He can hear us?
Yes.
Okay, Brent, you asked the first question.
Hogue, I want your meatball takes. I heard you have some meatball takes ready for us.
I have one because I was told
Chad
to,
has
to
translate.
To. If this is going to work after you ask me the question, you can't talk. Which,
yes.
Of course, you can't hear right now,
yeah.
So this is great.
Mm-hmm.
So Lawrence is just going to have to tell you guys when to talk again. But my meatball take would the only thing I can really think of where there's at least like a maybe a 1 or 2% chance of that happening would be like Justin Fields actually winning the MVP this year. Everything goes right, offense is humming, and it all comes together where all this sort of fringe MVP conversation turns into an actuality, and it does happen.
All right, okay. Well, that worked. So
Justin Fields, MVP, that is Hogue's meatball take. I just heard him on delay yelling at me, and this is not my fault, so I didn't do anything.
Hogue, don't speak for a second. They heard him. You do not have to tell them what they just heard. You need to follow up and ask the next question.
Okay, well, this is really hard for
me. No, you can do this.
You ask the next question.
Adam, can you please update us on anything that you learned about Cole Kmet or any Bears injured players today, if anything, at this point?
No, I'm not allowed to tell you anything.
He's not allowed to tell us anything yet, I believe, because he's still there and it hasn't been officially made. Okay, next question from...
I will continue on. Adam Carm here. Thank you. This has been. I'm wondering if you think I deserve a raise for my incredible performance through the technical difficulties today. No. What I want to know is this. Your most optimistic, take off any level-headedness of Adam Hoge for a second. Your most optimistic, I know you just created this, but like your most optimistic that at the end of the year you could say like, I told you that I had that thought that this was going to happen, that you haven't let out yet. Does anything jump to mind?
Like that's going to happen? I'm confused by the question. Something I've already said that I think is going to happen?
No. You have not said this. You think it's deep in your cranium. You think it's possible. And deep down somewhere in you, you want to boast about it at the end of the year that you put it out there on this meatball show. I told you that Roschon, that Fields, that Chase, that defensively, you can even do something.
This is the biggest meatball question I've ever heard. Like, what is this question? Is Braggs talking or is Carm talking?
This is Carm talking. Okay. I'm pushing the envelope.
You can see his face. Look at his face. He's very confused by this question.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to punt on this question. I'm going to give you more information on Cole Kmet, your last question. I don't like this question. I'm going to the last question. So let me just give Bears fans some good news, because this is not coming from anything in practice, but just some things that I've been told. But I think everybody can breathe a sigh of relief with Cole Kmet. I'll just say that. I think it was just a little bit of a scare. I think he took it might have just been a shot to the face yesterday in practice. And anyway, I think he's going to be all right. Practice will be over here in a little bit, and I think there might be some more details then. But anything I actually saw in practice cannot tell you. This is just coming from some other information I received.
So final question, and we'll cut you loose, and we'll try for a better week next week. Drew Black says in the chat that Hoge says Braggs is fired. Can you confirm?
I think you both are borderline fired. We'll see how the next few hours go.
That is a fair take. And Adam, we thank you for all your effort today, and we look forward to making this, to never doing this ever again.
Yes, I look forward to that too. I cannot wait to be back in studio. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you. All right. That was, I think that was the greatest, worst moment in the history of the show.
That was the worst moment.
I mean, we tried. I don't know what was going on there, but we did what we could.
Okay. So
we've got some ads we could do. We've got
we got a lot to get through. Let me first tell you about DraftKings and college football, which is back. You have waited all year. Time has finally arrived. College football is right here for you. Traditions, tailgates, and of course, the great offers from DraftKings Sportsbook. Right now, new customers, you could score $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5 on any college football bet. So you want to get in there for Navy and Notre Dame this weekend, week zero, and get on in. Kick off the season with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the app now. Use that code CHGO. New customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on any college football bet only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code CHGO. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in New York. Call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369. In the West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. It's in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All games regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Please play responsibly in Connecticut. And please play responsibly. In Connecticut, help is available for problem calling 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gaming resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. That's a good thing to remember there. You got 7 days after you get a bonus bet. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftKings.com/footballteams.
That's right. And I want to tell you about our guys over at Circle K. Stores all over nationwide, specifically in Northwest Indiana, where I grew up and still live in. There's like 10, 15 different locations I can hit up. 5 minutes from my house in Schererville, Indiana. Always enjoy going by, especially lunchtime. They always got the hot dogs rolling on the griller. You ever hit up the griller when you go to Circle K? When you go to Circle K, what are you getting?
Chocolate milk like you.
Chocolate milk. There you go. You're a liar. Don't have to lie on the show.
I do get
to appease our guys at Circle K.
When I'm going Circle K, it's generally after a nice tennis
match. You're a coffee elitist. You're not a chocolate. Don't give me that look.
Can you let me finish a sentence? Chocolate milk and a banana. Now continue.
You're a liar. That's okay.
I don't appreciate don't being called a liar by
right.
you.
Yeah. Well, anyone. We are so excited to partner with our friends at Circle K. Check out your local Circle K for the best coffee, beer, and snack selection and premium gas. Look out for freebies and giveaways down the road. Some of the best stuff you're going to find on the road for your favorite road trips. Hit up Circle K at stores near you. Thanks to Circle K for sponsoring CHGO, and visit them to get your favorite finds.
All right. Thank you to our friends at Circle K. All right. Yes. We are in our final segment. We got 9 minutes more of meatballery. So where do you want to go?
Well, I just start running through them. This show is just completely gone. I tried to prep this show as best I could.
You did a great job.
And it just went completely off the rails. And that's okay. Because Mark and I will be gone next week. And this is our final. This is both of our final show until. You're not going? You're not? Okay, I'm sorry.
Are you not doing the Saturday show? Is there a football game this Saturday?
Yeah, but I don't count that.
Why don't you count that?
The pre and post game show is different from our weekly shows. That's game day. That's totally different. Anyway.
I've got.
Anyways, back to meatball.
Yeah, Pindar.
This is ridiculous.
Don't even give me crap. I'm just saying. We're getting closer to
the
football
season.
You're
right. This is our last weekday show.
Thank you.
There you go.
I don't have to pick nits here. Pindar at Supwit 313. Edmonds and TJ are the next. Urlacher and Briggs. Hey, it's great to see Tremaine Edmonds back with the pads on. So I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Great coverage linebackers.
Better Chicago Bear brags, Urlacher or Devin Hester.
Devin Hester.
I don't know why I just did that.
Especially since Urlacher came on our show and said Hester shouldn't have been a first ballot Hall of Famer.
He shouldn't.
Whatever,
have
hater. He helped you get to the Super Bowl. Let's get to the next one with Irm Schmiget. Dexter has 5 sacks by week 6. I don't even know if this is meatballery.
Oh, it's meatballery, but
it's meatballery?
It's like outside actually could happen meatballery. Not, I mean, 2% chance.
And Dominique Robinson, what did he have? 2 sacks in the first week last year? Then he fell off. He had one?
He had one.
It felt like 3. He was just all over the place on that.
He had a half sack, I think, in week 2 or week 3. I'd have to go back and look. But he had one throwdown of Trey Lance, who he basically threw Trey Lance out of the NFL, in essence.
Right, because Trey Lance is now the third string quarterback for the 49ers.
And Bulls rule, by the way, 15. Can we agree that Trey Lance is a bigger bust than Mitch? We can. We absolutely can.
And the Niners don't get as much crap as the Bears do for missing on their quarterbacks.
Well, that's because there wasn't the greatest quarterback of all time that they didn't take.
That's not true. We traded up to 2 with the Niners, who traded back to 3. They took Solomon
Thomas.
Oh,
you're talking about a different thing. Yes,
they
agreed.
They passed Patrick Mahomes. They never get criticism for that.
Great. I thought
they traded 3 first-round picks for Trey Lance. They should get way more criticism than the Bears get for missing on Patrick Mahomes.
You're right. It pains me to say it. I don't know why, but it does. But you are.
I like
Thank
it.
You.
All right, let's get to the next one. El Jefe and Buckus Maximus. What a name. Chase Slaypool will lead the team in touchdowns.
That's not beaten ballery. He very well might. If he stays healthy. If he stays healthy, he's going to get a ton of targets in the red zone. That absolutely is on the table.
I like this one because MD Shore, Bears fan, he changed his profile picture to the Meatball Island
picture. That's a good job.
That's a great job. the Chicago Bears will win the next 17 Super Bowls. That's full meatball. Like it. Send it. Send the full meatball.
It's amazing how much joy this gives you. Keep going. Tony.
Just embrace it.
17 in a row, baby. Let's go. This I'll read Tony. This rookie class produces at least four Pro Bowlers. Two this year. JF1 hits 4,000 wins MVP. Poles Executive of the Year. Flus Coach of the Year. 12 wins and a berth in the NFC Championship. Now, you need to up your avatar game here, Tony, but you're doing a great job on Meatball Island.
Doing a great job. Doing a great job. So we got some more. Michael Noss, frequent on Bears Twitter. I would like to apply for the job as the honorable judge of Meatball Island. Mike Swirsky, nephew of Bill and second cousin of Bob. Prediction, Bob. Bears 422, small baby horses 11. Duh, Bears.
I believe that's minus 11.
Well, I don't. I mean,
yeah.
Could whatever. Be a dash 11. Could be a minus dash, 11. I think. Let's go with the minus.
Yeah.
Negative 11.
Honorable judge. What role would you like on Meatball Island, Carm? You know, we got the honorable judge. Somebody's carved out a spot as the Coast Guard. Rank Adam Rank is president.
Can I be the tennis instructor?
Mark Carm is the tennis instructor on Meatball Island.
You could I'm running about a 6-court facility, 3 clay, 3 hard. We do drills in the morning, drills at night. I'm available for privates and also individual psychological consultations. Okay. Talk football.
All right. Let's get on to the next one. You want me to read it?
Benny the Bull, I'll read it. Fields will be widely known as the NFC's best quarterback. The Panthers will give us the number one pick and we will trade down for 3 firsts and still draft Marvin Harrison Jr. The Bears then release the new season schedule with the 2024 version of the Super Bowl shuffle.
That would be bold. I can remember the day because like I was 2 months old when the Bears won in 1985. You were probably 32. And the thing that I didn't realize for a long time is that they released that Super Bowl shuffle before they won the Super Bowl. And for me, like that was a revelation I didn't understand until I got older. Hell of a lot of confidence.
Do you know any of the verses?
I know none of the verses.
Are you serious?
Other than...
We are the Bears shuffling crew? What's the next line?
Shuffling on down, doing it for you. We're so bad. We know we're good.
You got the last one?
Something, and we knew we would.
Blowing your minds like we knew we would.
We're okay. Not here to start trouble.
Let me ask you. I want to make a bet with you as Lawrence is losing his mind. I want to make a bet with you that what are you willing to gamble on today that you're going to be wrong about?
Gamble on what I'm going to be wrong about?
Yeah, what hot take do you have on something? Like when you were telling me the Cubs should absolutely sign Shohei Ohtani, and I told you it was moronic that he was going to blow out his elbow like he did last night. Thank God.
His price just dropped like $200 million.
He did still hit a homer after he did that.
Right. Like what's the next thing you're going to be wrong about?
Well, you've been wrong about plenty here.
Like what?
The Cubs season. You said they wouldn't get over 500.
Right. Admittedly wrong. How's this? Can we bet today that they won't win a playoff series? You'll take yes?
That's crap. I just want them to make the playoffs.
How about
that?
Okay.
That's a huge accomplishment if the Cubs make the playoffs this year.
What's your hot Bulls take? What's your hot? Give me something. I want to bet something where if you lose, you have to sing the Tyson Bagent song.
The Tyson Bagent song? Yeah. Well, I would do that just
you will?
For free because I love this. I think it's your greatest work.
You Mark. Will?
Oh, I love the Tyson Bagent song. That is something we would play on Meatball Island, but I'll sing it off a lost bet too. That's fine.
No,
but
if you'll just sing it, we don't need to bet. When will you sing the song?
Whenever you want.
Preferably not now. We got 4 Super Chats, 8,000 more graphics that Bragg's made. I don't know.
We would have got through them if not for the rails that gone off because of things out of my control. Let's get to the Super Chats. I'll sing the song whenever you want. My bet is that Justin Fields will sign an 8-year deal for $800 million.
There we go. Great. Seth Crane, $10 Super Chat. Here's my meatball take. Bears trade for Chris Jones. And we will break our all-time sack record with 76 sacks this season. Sack. Hey, if the Chiefs don't want him, they can't work that out. We're getting everybody else from Kansas City up here. Chris Getz and Dayton Moore come down. We'll take Chris Jones.
you know, I don't anticipate Chris Jones. And, like, when we traded for Khalil Mack, you could kind of feel the storm kind of brewing that there was this possibility. And to me, like, that really springboarded that team to the playoffs. And, like, for it this did. Year, could that happen again? Could lightning strike twice?
No.
And they trade for Chris Jones right before the season starts? And it springboards this team into the next level? I mean, I'd love for it to happen, but at what price, Seth?
Yeah, right, right. Okay, who's next? Sangray Kim, $4.99.
Girl.
How meatball take? Justin Fields will struggle this season, and Secret Bajent Man will take over. Secret Bajent Man will lead us to the NFC Championship game. All right, start the song.
No.
Secret?
No, no. No.
Bajent Man.
Stop it.
That's not starting the song. We need to learn the lyrics.
The song. I just like the fact that it's pretty meatball-y. SBM. SBM is his new, yeah. Already got initials.
We've already got SBM. Acronyms.
Yeah. Secret Bajent Man, that's great. Listen, how's this, Sangray? I think he's going to play at least one game this year because that's what history would tell you, that Fields is not going to make it through the entire season. And I'm going to believe that Luke Getsy will get the Secret Bajent Man out there. Timothy Smith, $5. I have two takes. Stevenson wins Defensive Rookie of the Year, and Fields will have 4,400 total yards and 41 touchdowns. That's all insane. I love you. That's fantastic.
Defensive Rookie of the Year for Stevenson. Hey, Glenn Morgan, he also predicted that. So don't give me that look unless you're going to give Glenn Morgan that look.
I'm giving Glenn Morgan this look. I promise you. I've given Glenn Morgan this look 1,000 times. Don't think it's unique to you. I promise you. $2 from Eric Harshberger. Sand God, the love child of Kwiatkowski and Hillenmeyer. They could have produced Sand God. Absolutely positive. Possible. But I don't want to take anything away from Sand God's parents, who've done a great job. And Sand God lost a parent young. So it's one of my connections with Sand God. Keys with a $5 breaking. Unfortunately, Fields won't play Saturday. I know it's more depressing than driving through Gary, Indiana.
Well, I'll tell you what, Keys. We don't take shots at the region. So you can keep Gary and all of the region out of your super chats, but we appreciate your support.
Anything else, Lawrence?
Well, we made it through the super chats. There are 300 more graphics if you want to keep going.
No,
or
I mean, well, we maybe a couple if you want to do a couple, but you don't have to.
Do you have a favorite that you need to get out there?
The Panthers one definitely piqued my interest. I had put some polls out there yesterday of, like, what you would rather have. And Joel Candy asked, you know, the Panthers suck, and we get the first overall pick once again and repeat the cycle. And that made me think of this question of, like, a would you rather. My guy Sylvie always doing his would you rathers on ESPN 1000. It was like, would you rather the Bears make the playoffs and be a first-round exit? So that means they make it by the skin of their teeth, and they get ousted of the first round, but there's progress on the season. Or you can only pick one, or the Panthers pick is the number one overall pick, and you have this haul sitting at you that could be twice as much as last year.
Tough one to figure out. You might have to go back to school to figure that out. If you do go back to school, go to Lewis University. Students just like you with full-time jobs, full-time families, football, full-time meatballery. Yes, they've decided that going back and getting a respected degree at Lewis is a great idea. Listen, Lewis has got everything for you in graduate and undergrad programs, criminal justice, cybersecurity, business analytics, aviation maintenance, business programs, criminal justice. Teachers are phenomenal. Looking to complete your bachelor's or master's, enroll in a professional certificate program. They've got the right program is there for you. So give them a call, check them out, get this done. And if you want to discover how a degree from Lewis can help you build a better world, the easiest way to do that is by learning more at lewisu.edu/you-can-do-this. lewisu.edu/you-can-do-this.
You absolutely can do this with Lewis U. And you should also be hitting up our guys at FOCO, our guys over at FOCO. Make sure you're using the code CHGO for 10% off. Getting fitted out in the best sports gear around. Hoodies, shoes, signs, bobbleheads, and everything in between. It's baseball season, so you got Aloha shirts, straw hats, polos, bags, everything you need for a game. They've also been so gracious enough to, you know, hook us up with some of these set decorations that you see around us, some of the bobbleheads, some of the best stuff. I mean, if you're a sports collector like me, FOCO, our guys over at FOCO, are exactly where you want to be.
For real, we do apologize for the slight technical difficulties or enormous technical difficulties with Adam today, but still hope that you enjoyed this fine program. Will and Nick are back tomorrow with your Friday preview
show. It'll be a much more normal show.
Saturday versus Buffalo. And then, of course, we're here for pregame on Saturday at 11 and then right after the game. And then Braggs and I are being banned for a week. So
we're going to be banned for a week. But can you pull up this McVay thing? I saw you circling it earlier, and it has piqued my interest a little bit. Do you see it? It's up right there. The NYC... Braggs, I got drunk with Sean McVay over the summer and need to tell someone what he said about Matt Eberflus. Can DM you the video we took as proof. Too long of a story for a $500 super chat.
Well, you don't need to tell us in a chat. Just send him a DM.
Yeah.
You know their handles.
Well, a $500 super chat would be nice. Well, just hit up Duke.
Whether you could perhaps launch Braggs into a whole nother level of his ascending career by doing that. I know weird things that have happened on Twitter from eggs who have passed along news to major media personalities who have then followed up on it and gotten the story and gotten it out there. So
whatever he said, send it to me.
It happens in weird ways out there, so send it along. Thank you to Crystal for saying hello to me at the Ogilvy train station.
Oh, now you thank her.
I
waited a whole day.
Yeah. Thank you to Braggs for...
I had a biggest fan ever.
Are you ever going to cross your legs?
I was earlier.
Thank you.
I know if I had my biggest fan ever, I would give them a shout out the first day. Not in the second day because I felt guilty.
That's a good haze by you. Excellent haze. Hey, thank you to Jack Sandvor for being on set today. Thank you to Lawrence Benedetto for producing. Thanks for watching. I'm actually back with
We're doing a great nothing.
Me, Kevin Kadick, and Herb Lawrence and Jay Zawoski are about to do... No?
Well, I mean, we're doing that, but it's recorded for a future date.
Oh, okay. It's not a live show? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I should have known that,
Thanks
but I didn't.
Paying attention.
Mark okay. and Carmen Braggs, the most off-the-rail show ever. Who would have thought? I'm as shocked as anyone else.
Who said that?
And
I'm saying it.
Your boy Boogie saying, Lawrence, thank you for making it through the show. I think I did. Thank you for acknowledging me. I appreciate it.
I thought it was a great show. We'll see you next time.